we're back on the air on this Triskaidekaphobia Friday, Friday the 13th, 2020. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. 16 minutes past the hour, and we are going to resume with the Family Feud. We thank Dr. Demento for joining us for that interview. Dr. Demento, one of the best legendary broadcasters in the broadcasting business. All right, let's go ahead here with the Family Feud on WWGH Radio. Let's get a new category going here. Name something that friends might swap. Something that friends might swap. Now, this is an interesting category. I've got 10 answers here. Name something that friends might swap. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that friends might swap. Trade, I guess, would be another term for that. Name something that friends might swap. 10 answers on the board here. Does anybody know what those 10 answers would be? Now, this is a little bit of a more, a little more difficult category. Let's say, name something that friends might swap or share or trade, I guess would be another way of saying that. Name something that friends might swap or share or trade. What would it be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that friends might swap. Well, I think we've totally puzzled everybody on this one. All right, go ahead, caller.
Clothes.
Clothes. Number one answer. You got it. Clothes was the number one answer. Things friends might swap. Clothes was the number one answer. Now, we still have 9 other answers. Name something that friends might swap. Does anybody know what that would be? Something that friends might swap. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like an old swap meet. What items would friends swap? All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about cars?
Cars. Let's see here. Cars, not on the list, but a good guess.
All right.
Cars are not on the list. Name something that friends might swap. That's where we are. Name something that friends might swap. 740-383-9944. Something that friends might swap. We've got clothes. What else might these friends be swapping or trading or sharing? I guess that all kind of falls into the same category. Something that friends might swap. We've only got one answer here. We've just got clothes so far, and that was the number one answer. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
DVDs.
DVDs. Let's see here. No DVDs on the list. Good guess, though. DVDs do not make the list today. Name something that friends might swap. Not DVDs. Something that friends might swap. Go ahead, caller.
How about jewelry?
Jewelry, number 4 on the list. Thank you. Apparently, friends do swap jewelry. Jewelry on the list at number 4. Name something friends might swap. Go ahead, caller.
One I never did and one I did a lot. How about in the 70s and 80s, they used to trade spouses?
Spouses? Well, you know, that doesn't make the list. Now, is that the one you did or did not do?
No. The one I did was baseball cards.
Baseball cards. Now, that's a very popular one. Neither one on the list, though.
Okay.
Thank you. No spouses, no baseball cards. Name something that friends might swap. Something that friends might swap. We've got clothes and we've got jewelry, but we've got eight others. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
How about baseball cards?
Baseball cards. Baseball cards not on the list.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know. I know. No baseball cards today on the list. Name something that friends might swap. 21 minutes past the hour here. Clothes is number one. Jewelry is number four. Name something that friends might swap. Go ahead, caller.
How about books?
Books. Let's see here. No books on the list.
Wow.
I know. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. Thank you. No books on the list. Something that friends might swap. Only two answers so far. Only clothes and jewelry are the two answers that we have. Clothes and jewelry. Still eight answers left to go. Name something that friends might swap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers left on the board. All we have is jewelry and clothes so far. Looking for things that friends might swap. Go ahead, caller.
Recipes.
Number six on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recipes do show up on the list at number six. So now we've got three. Clothes, number one. Jewelry, number four. And recipes, number six. Name something that friends might swap. Go ahead, caller.
How about homework?
Homework. No homework on the list. Homework does not make the list. No swapping of homework. Name something that friends might swap. We've got seven answers left here. Clothes, jewelry, and recipes have been taken. Seven answers left. What are they? Name something that friends might swap. Only three taken. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Think of those items that you might have swapped with others. You know what? I'm going to have to go back here now because we had a... You know, things are worded funny. And I guess people did used to swap wives, which I think was the answer given earlier. Significant others is on this list. Now, I don't know if significant others means wives or, I don't know, best friends. Who knows? So I'm going to say that significant others was a good answer, and it's the number three answer on the list. So significant others, I'm going to check off. So there you go. You have another one. Significant others. Go ahead, caller.
Addresses or telephone numbers.
Let's see here. Addresses or telephone numbers is number 10 on the list. You've got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Phone numbers, number 10 on the list. Name something that friends might swap. Now, we've got clothes at 1, significant others at 3, jewelry at 4, recipes at 6, and phone numbers at 10. So five answers left to go. Name something that friends might swap. You know, I don't know who is out there swapping significant others. Where does this happen? What side of town is that on? I don't know. Name something that friends might swap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 remain. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
How about bicycles or sports equipment?
No bicycles, no sports equipment. No bicycles, no sports equipment on the list today. Name something that friends might swap. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about photos or pictures, you know?
Yeah, pictures, photos. Let's see here. I don't see them on the list.
All righty.
Thank you.
No photos, no pictures today. Something that friends might swap. Clothes, significant others, jewelry, recipes, phone numbers. What are the other five answers? Something that friends might swap. Go ahead, caller.
Tools.
Tools. Let's see here. No tools on the list, but a good answer.
Okay.
No tools on the list today. Something that friends might swap. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about email addresses?
Emails, number two on the list.
Oh, I got one.
You got one. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Emails on the list at number two. That takes us down to four answers. We've got clothes, we've got email, we've got significant others, we've got jewelry, we've got recipes, and we have got phone numbers. Something that friends might swap. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, back in the day, they used to swap gum.
Gum? No gum.
No swapping of gum on the list today. What are people swapping? Name something that friends might swap. Clothes, email, significant others, jewelry, recipes, phone numbers. And there are four answers left on the list. What might friends swap? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What might friends swap? Do we know? 28 minutes past the hour? What is being swapped around out there? All right, here comes another call into home base. Go ahead, caller.
Pictures.
Pictures. No pictures on the list.
Pictures do not make the list. Name something that friends might swap. Clothes, email, significant others, jewelry, recipes, and phone numbers all make the list. Looking for four other answers. Things that friends might swap. 740-383-9944. What are people swapping? Let's see. Some of these things are just verbal things that people are swapping, not actual things. Now, there are still some actual things on the list with four left to go, but we're looking for things that people swap. That's what we want to know. 10 answers on the list, 6 of them gone. Clothes, email, significant others, jewelry, recipes, phone numbers, all gone at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Jokes.
Jokes, number 5 on the list. You got it.
Jokes on the list at number 5. Name something that friends might swap. We're going to take a 60-second break here. Come back in exactly 1 minute. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, Friday the 13th. Let's see. Do we have an answer here? Go ahead, caller.
Gossip.
Gossip, number 7 on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
Gossip did make the list as well. We're looking for things that friends might swap. We've got clothes, email, significant others, jewelry, jokes, recipes, gossip, and phone numbers. 2 answers left on the list. Name something that friends might swap. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that friends might swap. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a job?
Job. Not on the list today.
All righty.
Thank you.
No job on the list today. Thing that friends might swap. All right, let's see if this is one of the remaining 2 answers today. Go ahead, caller.
How about secrets?
Secrets. Not on the list.
No secrets on the list today. Things that friends might swap. 740-383-9944. 2 answers left on the list. Phone numbers, gossip, recipes, jokes, jewelry, significant others, email, and clothes have all been taken, but there are 2 answers left on the list. Name something that friends might swap. Now, one of the remaining 2 answers is an actual item that friends would swap. Now, the other thing is it's a verbal thing. It's not an actual thing. So, one of the 2 answers is something that you would actually give somebody and get something back, an actual item. And the other answer is just verbal. It would be a verbal thing. Kind of a type of a commitment. So those are the 2 things left. Name something that friends might swap. We've got clothes, email, significant others, jewelry, jokes, recipes, gossip, and phone numbers. What are the 2 remaining answers? 740-383-9944. What do we got coming down the path here? Go ahead, caller.
What do we got?
How about tools?
No tools.
Tools not on the list today. Name something that friends might swap. Tools not on the list. Remember, one is an actual item, and the other is a verbal thing. A verbal commitment, I would say, is what you would call it. So we got a verbal commitment, and the other is an item. Things, something that you might swap with a friend, is what we're looking for here.
Go ahead, caller.
How about ideas?
Ideas, that's a good guess. Not on the list, but that's close.
Okay.
Okay.
No ideas. Name something that friends might swap. What are these 2 remaining items that friends might swap? Trade, however you would say it. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Marriage vows? No marriage vows.
No marriage vows being swapped back and forth at this particular juncture. But maybe, if you're swapping significant others, maybe you're swapping marriage vows, you never know. 2 items left. One is an actual item, and one is kind of a verbal commitment. Name something you might swap with a friend. Something you might swap with a friend. 2 answers left here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about food?
Food? No food.
Food is not on the list today. something you might swap with a friend. Do we know what these two items are? 36 minutes past the hour. We might have hit a wall. Name something that you might swap with a friend. What are these two items? We would love to know. Go ahead, caller.
Gossip.
Gossip. Number 7 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Gossip is on the list. We've still got number 8 and number 9, though. One is an actual item, and the other is kind of a verbal commitment. Something you might swap with a friend. Does anybody know what these two items are? Or are we stuck in this category? Something that you might swap with a friend. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you might swap with a friend. Here we go. Maybe this is the correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about your kids?
Your kids? Not your kids.
Your kids do not make the list. Something you would swap with a friend. What are we going to swap with a friend? 37 and a half minutes past the hour here. Name something you would swap with a friend. Two items left. One is an actual item. One is a verbal commitment. Are you scratching your head at home right now? What are these two items? Name something you might swap with a friend. Now remember, we've got clothes, we've got email, we've got significant others, we've got jewelry, we've got jokes, we've got recipes, we've got gossip, we've got phone numbers, but there are two items left on the list. Something you might swap with a friend. What might you swap with a friend? Does anybody know what those two remaining answers are? You know, the next category I'm excited about, because it's one of my favorite things. But we got to get through this one first. Name something you might swap with a friend. What are these two items? Something that you might swap with a friend. Okay, here, well, we almost had a call there. If that was you, call back in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. But the phone line currently remains open 39 minutes past the hour here. Name something you might swap with a friend. Two answers left. What are these two answers? Things you might swap with a friend. I'm trying to think of a better way I could tell you. It's a verbal commitment. What would a verbal commitment to a friend be? Go ahead, caller.
How about money?
No money.
Money does not make the list. Money does not make the cut today. Something you would swap with a friend. Now think about a verbal commitment. If you make a verbal commitment to somebody, what would you call that? And it's something you could swap with a friend. Now the other item is an item, and it's very popular, probably. No, that's a good one, though. Not that one. What could you swap with a friend? It's something you would say to a friend, and it's a commitment. What would that be with a friend? Now, the other item is an actual item. Let's see if I can ease this up. The other item that's an actual item is probably most popular with kids. Probably. Something popular with kids. Go ahead, caller.
How about a promise?
A promise is very close. Very, okay. Very close.
All right.
Thank you.
Not a promise, but very close when it comes to a verbal commitment. It's a verbal commitment to a friend. What would we call that? Okay, maybe this is the answer. And remember, the actual item is probably more popular with kids.
Go ahead, caller.
Not toys.
Not toys.
No toys. Toys is not the answer. But again, this actual item is probably more popular with kids. Not really adults. Although some adults maybe, but it's more popular, I would say, in the kid area. The actual item that is swapped. But the verbal commitment, now promise is very close. Now what could you swap with a friend that would be close to a promise? It's a verbal commitment. Something you might swap with a friend. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Two answers left here. 42.5 minutes past the hour today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you don't swap with your friends, how about video games?
Video games. You got it. Number 8. Video games was number 8 on the list. That is the thing that kids swap. They swap those video games, and some adults do that as well. So we got video games now. So there's one answer left, and it's that verbal commitment answer. What is that verbal commitment that is close to a promise? Name something that you might swap with a friend. We've got clothes, emails, significant others, jewelry, jokes, recipes, gossip, video games, and phone numbers. What is the final answer here? Something you might swap with a friend. And remember, it's a verbal thing, it's a commitment, and I really can't say more than that because that would give it away. But it's in the area of a promise. You could probably even consider this to be a promise. So it's verbal. It's a commitment. You could even call it a promise. And you swap them with friends. What would that be? 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour here. Getaway Friday, Friday the 13th, Triskaidekaphobia Day. All right, go ahead, caller.
A threat?
Not a threat. Good guess, though.
Not a threat, but it is a promise. It's a commitment. It's verbal. It's a verbal commitment that is a promise, and you swap them with friends. All right, go ahead, caller.
A favor?
A favor. You got it.
Yay!
Number 9. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it. Name something you might swap with a friend. Clothes, email, significant others, jewelry, jokes, recipes, gossip, video games, favors, and phone numbers. That rounds out our list. We're coming back with a very fun category that I'm going to like in 60 seconds. Stay tuned.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known.
Ah.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
All right, back here on WWGH Radio, Getaway Friday, November the 13th, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour. Now, we're moving on to a new category here. Now, this is one of my favorite categories we've ever done, and I don't think we've ever done this one. And it's one of my favorite things to eat. A matter of fact, I ate out twice yesterday, and both the times I ate out, I had one of these. So that's why this is such a popular and prescient category at this point. Name something people put on salads. How about that? Name something people put on salads. 10 answers up on the board. Name something people put on salads. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something people put on salads. Nothing I like better than a good salad. I had a salad yesterday at the Carlisle, and I had a salad yesterday at Arby's. Both good. Go ahead, caller.
Dressing.
Dressing number... Well, you know what's weird here? I'm just
it's
looking at this.
Is that on there?
Well, no, it's on here, but I'm confused because, let's see here. The number one answer is like two things, and one of them is dressing, but the other makes no sense as to why. Well, I'm just going to say it because it makes zero sense. It says chicken salad dressing.
Chicken salad dressing?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't either.
So I'm just going to say it's dressing. I don't know. Maybe they just wanted a chicken salad. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with dressing. Now, what's your favorite type of dressing?
My favorite is ranch.
Me too.
I'm boring.
No, I love the ranch, too. The ranch goes everywhere.
Ranch goes with everything.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Dressing is number one on the list, but we've got 9 other answers. Name something people put on their salads. All right, we've got 10 answers here. Name something people put on their salads. Now we've got dressing. Dressing is already taken. What else do we have? Go ahead, caller.
Number one thing I put on mine, and it's probably not the most popular, but it's black olives.
Black olives. Let's see here. Black olives are not on the list. Not popular.
I didn't think so. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No black olives on the list. Name something you put on a salad. Now remember, I had a salad for lunch and dinner last night. Dressing number one, but 9 other answers. Name something you put on a salad. All right, go ahead, caller.
Cheese.
Cheese. Gotta have the cheese. Number 4. You got it.
Right.
Thank you. Cheese, cheese, cheese. Cheese makes a salad in a lot of ways, in my opinion. You gotta have the cheese. Name something people put on a salad. Go ahead, caller.
Croutons.
Croutons. Number 8 on the list. You got it. Croutons click in at number 8. You know, I don't like croutons on a salad. I don't know why, but that's the one... Well, there are several things I don't like on a salad, but croutons... I always have to say, hold the croutons. I'm not a fan of those. Name something people put on salads. Let's see what this answer is coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Onions or celery?
Onions or celery. No onions, no celery.
No onions, no celery. Name something people put on salad. That's the question. Let's see if this is a correct answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs. Number 3 on the list. Thank you.
The old hard-boiled egg has become a staple with the salad. Number 3. Name something people put on salads. Dressing, eggs, cheese, croutons... This is where we are at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Tomato.
Tomato. Let's see here. You know, Let's see here. The vegetables is on here. I'm going to include that in vegetables. We'll go with vegetables.
All righty.
All right. Vegetables, number 5 on the list. So that's just going to cover, I would guess, all the vegetables. So no more vegetable guesses. We've got dressing, eggs, cheese, vegetables, and croutons. Go ahead, caller.
How about bacon?
Bacon bits, number 7. Thank you. Bacon bits, clock in at number 7 here. Name something you put on salad. Dressing, eggs, cheese, vegetables, bacon bits, and croutons. Now there are still 4 answers left to go. Name something you put on salad. 8 minutes left, 4 answers. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about turkey or ham?
Well, meat is on the list. Number 6. Meat falls in at number 6. Name something you put on a salad. Dressing, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons. 3 answers left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you put on a salad. All right, well, that did not clock in. Give us another call, 740-383-9944. Name something you put on a salad. Dressing, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, and croutons. We have those answers, but there are still 3 answers left. Name something that people put on a salad. Any salad eaters out there? 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
All right. How about cottage cheese or pineapple?
No cottage cheese, no pineapple. Cottage cheese and pineapple do not make the list. Name something people put on a salad. Dressing, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, and croutons. We've got those answers, but there are still 3 left to go. Name something that people put on a salad. What do people put on a salad? Now, have we reached that point? We've got 7 of the 10, 3 left to go, where we are now on a stumper. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Cucumber.
No cucumber. I think cucumber would probably fall under vegetables, but who knows? Name something that people put on a salad. Dressing, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons. 3 answers left to go. Name something that people put on a salad. Any salad preparers or salad eaters out there at this point? Go ahead, caller.
How about some type of seed, like sunflower seeds?
You know what? Nuts and seeds are the number 2 answer.
Yay!
Thank you.
Did it again.
You did it. Knocked it dead.
Thanks.
All right. Nuts and seeds come in at number 2. So things you put on a salad. Dressing, nuts and seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, and croutons. We have those answers. What are the remaining 2 things that you put on a salad? Go ahead, caller.
How about salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper, number 9. Thank you. Salt and pepper comes in at number 9. All right, 1 answer left here. Things you put on a salad. 740-383-9944. About 4 minutes left in this segment. Things that you put on a salad.
dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, and salt and pepper have all been taken. What is the final answer? Things you put on a salad. Have we hit the stumping point for this particular category? Things you put on a salad. Now, I've got somebody guessing here online. Onions, tomatoes, peppers. Now, I think those are all vegetables. But you never know. There's no shame in trying. All right. Things you put on a salad. 3 minutes left to go here. Are we going to get the final answer? Things you put on a salad. Dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables. What are we missing here? Go ahead, caller.
How about pickles?
No pickles.
Pickles does not make the list. You know, maybe we're not going to get it in the next 3 minutes. Things you put on a salad. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
If there are raisins available on a salad bar, I'll put raisins on it.
Raisins are good, but they do not make this list.
Okay.
Thank you.
No raisins on the list today. Things you put on a salad. Dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt, pepper. What is the final answer? Things you put on a salad. Do we know what the final answer is? With about a minute and a half to go. Things you put on a salad. What could it be? Is this the answer? With 2 minutes, with a 2 minute warning. Go ahead, caller.
How about fish?
No fish.
Fish does not make the list. I think fish is a meat. But again, I don't want to be too particular about this. Things you put on a salad. One answer left. 90 seconds left to go. Things you put on a salad. Dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt and pepper, all taken. One answer left. What is it? Things you put on a salad. What is that final answer? We have blown this off the doors this morning. We're about at the 1 minute mark here. Is anybody going to get it? Things you put on a salad. Final answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you get crackers with a salad.
No crackers.
Crackers do not make the list today. Okay, we're under a minute. Things you put on a salad. What's the final answer? Is anybody going to get the final answer? Things you put on a salad. Dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt and pepper. What is the final item that you might put on a salad that we are not obtaining? We'll take two more calls here before the break. Two more calls, two more guesses. Are one of these two guesses going to be it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you put on a salad. Are we going to get a guess here? I don't know. Maybe not. People have named everything you can put on a salad. We've totally stumped them. Well, I tell you what. We're going to come back in 15 minutes after the obituaries, the news, and the weather, and we're going to continue on with this. There's one answer left. Rack your brain. Things you put on a salad. We're going to come back. Oh, maybe this is it. I'll take this guess before we go to break. Go ahead, caller.
Fruit.
No fruit.
Fruit is not the answer. So we are going to take a break, and we're going to come back in 15 minutes. Think about it. what's missing from this salad.
Wins today, his home state, they're considering him a major contender. And I guess I listen to these political pundits. They all have opinions. But, you know, John, Governor Kasich doesn't have many delegates, even if he wins Ohio, and he's far into fourth place that way. And so I don't know how he possibly gets the nomination in Cleveland coming up. But I also know, and you know, he's been, I guess I to the state and starts governing. He hadn't been here much since July. And the media.